Praise the Lord, church.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I didn't hear that. Praise the Lord, church.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's better. That's a little better. Thank you, Pastor Lay, for that introduction. I will, if for your permission, remove my mask so that you can hear me better. Is that okay? Yeah, I have a bench here, which I think the Lord is there. He sees the virus and He's going to throw it out of the window. Amen? I am very, very, very grateful for an opportunity to come and fellowship and worship with this church once again. It has been a great privilege for me before, and I think the last time I was here I came with the family, and I also came with my daughter, my husband, and another family of Bishop Mark from Malawi. And all of them send their greetings, and I think because of the short time that I was called to come and speak, they could not avail themselves, but they send greetings to all of you. Do you receive them?
Yes.
Amen, amen. I want to say thank you to Pastor John and Pastor Tim and Pastor Ray and the elders, the deacons, and all of you for that invitation. I don't take it for granted. There could have been other ministers that would have been invited to speak or to preach the Word of God, but I thank you. So when Pastor Tim called me, he did not just deliver the invitation. He told me that he is sick, and I was really, really shocked with that. And with all that is going on, I understood the situation, and thank you for all that prayer. And I started my prayers for him, and God is going to heal them in the name of Jesus. God is going to heal him. He'll take care of the family, and he will be back to do what God wants him to do. Amen? And that is our prayer. As Pastor Ray has just said, I originally came from Kenya. My wife and I and four other elders, we started a church in the Kenya, Rorecho Presbyterian Church. It's a community church of the Presbyterian of East Africa, which now has enlarged not for Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania, but other neighboring countries. It's a big, big denomination right now. And as he said, I serve now with Hope Presbyterian Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia. That's where I am. I would like us to get into the Word, because we have a short time, and I know we have communion today, and I just want us to share. This morning, in the adult Sunday school, I had a very, very good time with those that were there, in continuation of where Pastor Tim had left on the study of the Lord's Prayer. And we had three groups that were discussing what's the meaning of the Lord's Prayer. We had another group discussing what does the Lord's Prayer teach us. Another group discussing what are the parallels that we can see with the Paul's Prayer in Ephesians chapter 3 and the Lord's Prayer. And I thank those, I see some of them here. And you missed it. Don't miss it next time. It was very, very, very good. And before we read God's words, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless your name. Thank you for a time like this when we can come to you and knowing that you are God who answers prayers. You are God who leads your people. Thank you for gathering us together here so that we can come in your presence to hear what you want us to hear. I pray that you use me just as a vessel when you speak to your people. That as you instruct us, as you speak to us this morning, we will be here, not just hearers of the word. We will also be doers of your word, O God. And we will leave this place knowing that we have met with our God and he has met with his people. For it is in Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen. Our scripture text that I'll be referring it to it is in James chapter 5. This is just a kind of a continuation of where we have just left with the class of the adult Sunday school. And I thought if you are speaking of the Lord's Prayer, it is good to speak, to continue with the congregation in that theme and thinking of prayer. Prayer is one of those things that you can never exhaust in reading it, hearing it, and doing it. Because we exist because we pray. And God requires that we speak to Him. And the way we speak to him is through prayer. So it's something that we are accustomed to. It's something that we are required to. It's something we want to do. Because that's the way we hear God. We communicate with him. So this disciple of the Lord, who was also the brother of our Lord Jesus Christ, James, gives us part of what the theme of this message is, does the Bible instruct us to pray and how? And he was a learned man who wrote very well on both, instructing us on the prayer and instruct us on how to pray. James chapter 5, verse 13 to 16. And this is the word of the Lord. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing the songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. Verse 15. The prayer of faith will save the sick. And anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. 16. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. Some translations say the prayer of the righteous person avails much. That's what some of the translations say. Let me begin with a disclaimer from the Old Testament of a man who knew how to pray, and a man who was led by God through a situation where he had to seek God and to depend heavily on God. You all know about the prophet Isaiah. When he was there, the reign in his kingdom was the king Ahab. And Elijah was not very happy with what was going on. The Bible says that when Ahab came into the kingship, he did more evil than any other previous kings in that rain. And Elijah was not happy with it. So he pronounced that there will be no rain, and he did not even give how many years. That was a very interesting prayer. He said that there will be no rain for several years until when I will speak. And so his life was in danger. And God knew that he was in danger. And God instructed him to run away and to go east of Jordan to eastern area called Kirith Rabim, and to stay there. You know, this place had no house. It had nothing. He was staying out. But one thing that God did is that he instructed ravens. I think there are some here in Alexandria, right? You see ravens, those birds? I don't know why he took ravens, animals, birds like those who love bread, who love meat especially, to feed Isaiah. I mean Elijah. I don't know why I keep on saying Isaiah. It's because I was reading Isaiah last night. And that was a time when Elijah sat in the open, in that area, and God told him, stay there, and I have instructed ravens to bring you food in the morning and in the evening. Bread and meat in the morning, bread and meat in the evening. Now, how can you tell a hyena which loves to kill our sheep to go and graze our sheep? No. How could God just tell ravens which love meat to feed this man? And from that prayer, none of them ate Elijah's food. They brought it carefully to him. What about my drink, God? And he says there is a brook that is there with water. And that's where your water will be coming from. And surely, he was drinking from there and he was eating from these birds. Now let me say this. Today, let me sound this disclaimer from a biblical point of view. In our prayer life, there are people who are not happy with where you feed yourself. There are people who are jealous. There are people who want to kill the ravens that come feed you. And your ravens could be your job. It could be your parents. It could be anything else that God has instructed for your survival. And before they come and shut down that supply of your food, that supply of which God has instructed, because they are not happy, they even want to give that raven even poison. Poison the meat. Poison the bread. So that this person can go hungry. Before they even did that, the brook was dry. And you know what? It was not dry because of anything else. So be very careful of what you pray. In fact, that's what part of what James is instructing us in the scriptures. Be very careful. Be careful to pray, but be careful of what you pray. In fact, the Elijah's prayer was the survival. And the brook had water to drink. And then the scripture tells us in that area that the brook dried, the water dried, because there was no rain. Who has said that there is no rain? It's the same Elijah. So be careful what you pray, because it might come back around to bite you. And that's why the Bible instructs us of what to pray. He said there should be no rain. There will be no rain because of the sins of the nation. And God would have just said, yes, everywhere there will be no rain and there will be no water. But the brook that I instructed you as a supply will not dry. But it had dried. And the reason is because there was no rain. So this man was very careful, Elijah, not to go back to God and say, I prayed the prayer of no rain, but I have nothing to drink, even myself. Could you just send a pipeline all the way from heaven that will be bringing me water? Or could you be just build something on my back that is a kind of a system in my body that will not dry? He was mum about it. So God instructed him and he said, I am your Lord and I am your God. Get up and go to carry it, and there will be a permanent supply for you. Praise the Lord. And that supply for you will be a woman who is there with her son, and there will be the permanent supply for you. So what am I saying is that because the ravens had been sent to feed him, because of the brook that has dried, Elijah had to move. God is asking us this morning, do not stand. When things do happen, do not stand still. Keep moving and God will supply. Praise the Lord. Be drunk. And then Paul tells us, the way to do that is be drunk with the Spirit of God. In fact, it is Paul who said so. If anything in our life, be drunk with the Spirit of God who help us to pray, who help us to seek God. And you know, for we know some of people who drink. Even when they are poor, a drunkard is not a poor person. Because when they drink, they act like they are the richest people in the village. They even sing of things they don't even have. So when God is telling us, be drunk with the Spirit of God, even when we don't have, we know that we have because God is our supply. This morning we found in the Lord's Prayer, God is saying that He is the one that supplies our bread. Paul is also telling us, God will supply your needs according to His riches in glory. That means His riches in glory in Christ Jesus Himself. And that's a brook that will never, never, never dry. And I'm saying this, James is also telling us, seek the prayer of faith and God will be your supply. You will get your supply from Him. Keep moving and be a person who speaks of the Lord because He is your Father. He is the one that will keep even the brook growing on even when it is dry. You know, I like the way the politicians sometimes behave. And we have some here, maybe in China, they behave the same. Do you know, a politician will write a bulletin somewhere, especially when they are going on with their campaigns. And there's something they will write there and say, if it is like in Virginia, all the Virginia people are for me. And I feel like going to that politician and ask, you are saying everyone in Virginia will vote for you. When did I say I'll vote for you? When? Who have you spoken? Have you spoken to everybody? But only because they are politicians and they want the vote. They will write something like that. Because they are moving and they are so persistent, and they know with those kind of things that we will get what they are looking for. And that's what we are being instructed. Be prayerful people, and that's that. Even when we don't have, we know our God has the supply. Praise the Lord. Be bold enough to even be able to say, even when the brook, even when my job is gone, even when COVID is there, even when my company is gone, even when things are not going on well, I know my God has the supply. Praise the Lord. Because I know He is a Father, in as we have learned this morning. Our Father who is up in heaven. That means He is a Father who loves His people. And He is going to supply our needs according to His glory. And He says, give us our daily bread. And that's daily. He's talking about daily bread. And so, we don't need even to know where that bread is coming from. We don't know even how it is going to come, but God is going to supply it. Amen? And God is going to give it because He is God. So James, the brother of Jesus, through the word of God, he instructs us to follow in all those prayers by faith, trusting God. So let's see what does he tell us in this scripture. The Bible says, as we have read, the scripture, let me look at it again. Did you know that the people who write those, who write like James, they know what they're talking about? The Bible says, are you having troubles? You should pray. Are you happy? You should sing. Are you sick? Ask the elders of the church to come and rub oil in you. Let me say this. There are five very, very important questions in life. And every one of us face those questions. Number one is who? Number two is what? Number three is when? Number four is where? And number five is why? If you can be able to answer those five questions in your life, you are in a better place in this life. And so James is instructing us, as the theme is instructing us, to be able to do and ask these questions. So as we read this passage of the scripture, let's see if we can find those five questions in this passage. We are going to talk about these only three verses. They are written by this brother, James. And after we are finished, let's see if we can identify those questions and what we are instructed to do about prayer. And let's see if we can answer those questions of who, what, when, where, and why questions of prayer. The Bible says, are you having trouble? Now, if you don't have trouble, if you don't have any problem, if you don't have any concerns today, then you don't belong here. You belong somewhere else. Right? Is there anybody without trouble or concerns? Please raise your hand. I don't see any hands. So every one of us has concerns or trouble. What is James instructing us to do? If any one of you has trouble, let him pray. If any one of us has trouble, let's pray. So the question we should be asking ourselves is, Who should pray? Who should pray? Speak to me. Who should pray? Anyone. Any one of us is asked to pray. So we have answered the first question. Who should pray? Any one of us. You know, that includes even sinners. And includes even people that don't know God. Because the only way that Christ is going to save them, the only way that they can come to God is through prayer. Amen? Yes. That's the only way they can come to God. So that the who belongs to anyone who can pray. So these verses tell us that anyone who needs God, God's help, or anyone who has received God's blessings should pray. And that means all of us. That is the instruction from God. Because that's the only way we can come to God. The second one is what? What should we pray? What should we pray about?
Anything.
Anything. Praise the Lord. Anything. However, anything can be anything. Anything can be anything. And there was, be careful, as I instructed, be careful on what you pray about. Even when the Bible says, ask me of anything and I shall provide. That's what the Bible tells us. Let me give you a story. Monkeys, some monkeys were celebrating. You know, a farmer died. A farmer died. And the monkeys, all kinds of them, monkeys and others, they met and they were celebrating because this farmer died. Because the farmer was growing his crops like corn and others, monkeys were coming and stealing the corn and everywhere. And he would throw stones and everything, and sometimes he would use a gun to kill them. So when the farmer died, the monkeys met to celebrate. Now, they came back after some time. And because the farmer died, nobody was now growing anything. So they came and they looked at the land, and there was nothing to eat. So they say, they ask, what happened? We don't have any food. We are hungry now. What happened? The farmer died. Oh, that was bad for us to celebrate. We did not know that we are celebrating our hunger. We should have not celebrated so that the farmer can leave. Even if we throw stones, we come at night and eat. Now the farmer has died. We are in trouble. So even if when it is anything, be careful how you pray. Be careful how you pray. Don't celebrate sometimes because you may be celebrating your hunger. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Where should we pray? Where should we pray?
Anywhere.
Anywhere. Praise the Lord. I love those young people. They're smart. I want to hear some more. Older people say, coming up with those answers. Where should we pray? Anywhere. These verses don't come right out and tell us where we should pray. But I figured it out. If we should pray for any time we need God's help, then I guess just makes a sense that we should pray anywhere because wherever we are, God is there. So we should pray anywhere. Now, you know, when we are driving, sometimes we come out of the house in a hurry and we tell each other, oh, we did not pray. But the car is already in a motion. And we say, oh, let's pray in the car. You know what we say most of the time? Let's pray, but the driver don't shut your eyes. So we can even pray when our eyes are open. And that means we can pray anywhere. Anywhere. Amen?
Yeah.
We can pray anywhere. Let's come to the other one while we finish. Why should we pray? Why should we pray? We pray because God answers prayers. We pray because God answers prayers. And God answers prayers. These verses tell us that prayer is powerful and effective, and that it will, when we pray, God will hear and heal us and forgives our sins. Amen?
Amen.
Why should we pray? Because God answers prayers. Let us pray. God our Father, thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. Help us to remind ourselves that you want to heal us. When we are sick, even when we are happy, we should pray the prayer of thanksgiving. When we are in trouble, even when we sin, you forgive us and heal us. And even when we are rejoicing with the harvest and the supplies that you give us, and when we are happy, we give you thanks. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.